Workers' union and campaign group fights Derby Rolls-Royce job cuts Ian Hunter. Derby Socialist Party Rolls-Royce announced the figures for proposed redundancies at 11 sites in the aerospace division on the 3rd of June. 3,000 redundancies are planned across the UK sites, with 1,500 of them in Derby. There is a strong possibility of more redundancies to follow. Applications for voluntary redundancy will be open to all, with the first workers expected to leave in mid-July. Rolls-Royce has stated that these job cuts are necessary and inevitable in light of the current severe recession in the aviation industry, which continues to deepen. The job cuts are a part of a long-term plan, adding to other cuts as recently as 2018. This much has become obvious from any reading of union newsletters sent out to members at Rolls-Royce Aerospace over the last 2 months' demonstrates. From the outset, the company has been determined to steamroll these redundancies through, in addition to ignoring previous collective agreements and serving notice of changes to conditions of severance pay and their imposition without consultation. The Unite Union has called for the government to provide investment at levels last seen in the post-war period, with a focus on new environmentally friendly technologies. At the same time, Rolls-Royce and Airbus have now cancelled their joint EFANEX program for developing electric-powered aircraft. Rhys McCarthy, Unite National Officer for Aerospace, said, "The UK needs to develop a survival and recovery strategy that includes an aircraft scrappage scheme, so that more environmentally friendly aircraft, wings, and engines that the UK produces can be brought into service by airlines." Although the union has made suggestions about diversification in talks with Rolls-Royce, no firm discussion on the development of more socially useful products to utilize the skills and expertise of the workers has yet materialized. Before the public announcement of the redundancies, there was an emergency debate on the aviation industry in the House of Commons. The Hansard report of the debate reveals no mention of Rolls-Royce, and no interventions from either of Derby's MPs, one Labour, one Tory. In fact, the whole debate largely concentrated on the actions of British Airways, in taking government support funds yet still sacking thousands of workers, and their intention to recruit 30,000 workers on worse conditions. The recently launched Derby Supports Rolls-Royce Workers campaign group, in which Socialist Party members are active, organised a socially distant protest outside Derby Council House on the 5th of June. The protest received general public support and local media coverage. However, while slogans and chants of Save Derby Jobs are important, a strongly focused continued campaign to present alternatives, such as an alternative production plan and nationalisation, is essential, in addition to efforts and actions to mobilise the community to oppose Rolls-Royce's plans. On the 9th of June, Derby Socialist Party branch will host a public meeting via Zoom on the Rolls-Royce issue, with a shop steward from the plant among the speakers. The struggle to preserve employment for these workers via an alternative plan must continue.